What's up, everybody? This is Temptation Island Season 1, Episode 1. We have new couples, some sassy singles, and a little bit of spice. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, you guys. We are so happy to have you here. This is Temptation Island review of episode 1. We have some couples. We have singles that are ready to take people's men. But first, let me go ahead and introduce you to my co-host. Hey.
Hey, guys. It's AJ.
Hello. And I am Tyler. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Let's get right into it. Any overall thoughts on the episode?
Yes, it was very, very caliente. It's going to be very juicy. I can't wait to watch.
Oh, my goodness. So, the first couple we're going to talk about, Nicole and Carl. There is a huge age gap.
Yes.
Between the two.
Yes.
Do you feel like that's going to affect them?
Yes, I feel like it will because Carl seems very much more mature than Nicole. She seems a little scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. She's scared. She's nervous because she is 25. Carl is 33. And I feel like he's more of a man. She's still young, still trying to figure it out. So, and we already saw him flirt a little bit. We've seen a lot of flirting this episode.
Yes, Carl, he's definitely way more mature. Nicole, she's going to have a difficult time in his house. He seems like he's ready to settle down. And she seems a little bit young and like she still wants to kind of have fun, but hold on to him until, you know, she's ready to take that step.
Yes, yes.
So.
But we don't have time for that.
Mm-mm.
Girl, you have to be confident coming into a house with all these singles.
Nicole is going to struggle. She's scared. She's scared.
Extremely scared.
Scared. Carl will be fine, though. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Carl will be okay. We did hear that they met at the gym, but Nicole had a boyfriend when she met Carl, broke up with her boyfriend for Carl. Now, Carl's afraid that she's going to do the same. Do you feel like that could happen?
Yes, because, you know, how you get them is how you lose them. So, I mean, if I had a boyfriend when I met you, then who's not going to say that I want to do the same thing again?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. When the singles were first introduced to the couples, I noticed that Carl didn't like seeing Nicole walk away with the other singles. But as soon as the girls were brought in, Carl was smiling.
Carl going to be fine. He's going to be A-okay. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Trust
and he's attractive, too.
He's very attractive. Nicole's scared. She's scared.
She is.
She's going to have a hard time this season.
She is. She should be scared. Okay. John and Kate.
Another age gap because Katie's 25 and John's 33 and they only been together for 3 years, but it's a big age gap. So
yes, those age gaps can really cause some issues.
It can
because with them, he's older, she's younger, just like Nicole and Carl. But what if it was reversed? Do you feel like it'd be as much of an issue?
Well, will it be? I'm not sure, but I know the other thing is they met on Bumble.
They did meet on Bumble.
So they met on a dating app. Not that anything's wrong with that. However, dating apps are known for, you know, a specific purpose. So I'm like, how serious if you met on a dating app?
That's true.
So
I don't get the impression that they are committed to each other. Like, they both seem like they're open to dating. And some couples are, some couples aren't. We'll get to that later. But they just both seem like they're in this to have fun. I don't know how long this is going to last.
I think that they're in it to have fun. However, I think that they're still a little scared. Like, I want you to have fun, but I don't want you to have fun because they were the only couple to block. They were the only couple to use the block necklaces, so.
They were. And they knew exactly who to block.
Who to block, exactly. They know each other. They know each other's. You know what? But that's interesting because they know what each other want in the other person, but it's not them. Like, for example, Katie wants a country boy, and she knows that that's not John. John is the complete opposite. So it's like he knows what she wants, but it's not him. So that's why I think they're scared. I think they like each other But they're not for each other, that makes sense.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And it really made me think, like, you know, if you know that the person you're with is not who you want them to be, mm-hmm. why continue being with them?
Probably that physical sexual attraction. Who knows?
It has to be. Or loneliness.
Yes. Because a lot of people are together for companionship and not necessarily a relationship.
This is true. This is very, very true. Yes. I think she's going to end up cheating on him with someone she desires, like the country boy. Mm-hmm. Someone who's masculine, who likes to use his hands. Because one guy, his introduction, he flat out said, "I like to use my hands," and she was
on it.
Immediately.
Yes.
Katie is mentioning to other singles flaws that she finds in John. Do you feel like that's okay to talk to people about your relationship?
No, I would not talk to anyone else about my relationship in the regular world. But however, on this show, I think all of them have insecurities. So yes. It's like they need somebody to talk to because they're on the show for a reason. It's coming on the show to test their relationship, to see if it's strong enough.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and I think that Roman and Katie would be a cute couple, which is who John blocked. And also, Katie blocked Catherine.
Yes.
And Catherine and John would be so cute together. And she knows that. And Catherine wants John because she said, "Oh, wait till these black necklaces come off. I'm going all in for that, okay?"
Yeah, she's feisty. Mm-hmm. Catherine is real, real feisty. I'm excited to see how that plays out. But Katie handles it pretty well, surprisingly.
She does.
Like, Catherine makes her snide comments and Katie just kind of, you know,
mm-hmm. take the higher role.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. She's not worried.
No, she's not worried.
She's like, okay.
Right. You have a message for our After Buzzers. What is your message?
Yes. So, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our YouTube channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, we love you guys. We love when you interact with us. You can interact with us on live, or you can follow us at our personal accounts that we'll talk to you about later. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's get into our next couple. We have Casey and Evan. Mm. Any thoughts?
Yes. First of all, Casey and Evan have been off and on for 10 years. So if that's not a red flag, then I don't know what it is. Like, on and off for 10 years, and 5 years you were exclusive, but you were on and off for 10 years. Like,
yes.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think their issues are going to come up. They've already kind of surfaced a little bit. Like, we found out that Casey wants marriage mm-hmm. pretty soon because she feels like they've been together for so long. You know, why not? But Evan's not really into getting married.
Evan's not. But I would understand why, because he's traumatized. His father basically got murdered by his mistress's husband.
Yeah.
So the girl that his father was cheating on, husband, killed him. So, yes. I mean, if that's not traumatizing enough, you know, I definitely understand Evan's point. But, however, you do got to get over those, you know, those issues and work through them, and you still have to move on with life, so.
Yes, that is a heavy topic.
Heavy topic.
I could see why he would be a little bit afraid of marriage, but besides all of that, I also feel like he just is, you know, like, what's the point? We're already exclusive, and a lot of people feel like this. They're exclusive. We're not dating anyone else. We feel like we're going to be together forever. Why do we need a ring?
Because I think Casey's parents, she doesn't want them living in sin. Casey's parents are basically, I think she has a lot of influence over Casey and the pressure because they're living together. They've been off and on for 10 years. Parents are like, hey, are y'all getting married or not? Like, which one is it? So I think it's the pressure from her parents.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Yeah. And Casey's 28, and she said that if he doesn't propose by the time she's 30, well, they're both 28, then she's leaving. So he has 2 years.
Oh, no.
He has 2 years to make a decision. Or Casey says she is leaving, okay?
I feel that. I feel it. Because mm-hmm. she's 28. I don't know if she wants to have kids anytime soon. But 30, I think that's a good age to kind of cap it. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to get married. Or at least maybe be engaged.
Mm-hmm. I think that they are friends, though. Because yes. out of all the couples, Casey and Evan, they seem the most like they have a friendship. Like, they have a foundation. So they're not concerned. Like, Casey's not bothered. She wants them to have fun. She's like, no, go have fun. So I think that they're more of a friendship, which goes into them being together for 10 years off and on. I think they're just really good friends that want to be in a relationship, but know that they are not really relationship. You know, you could be friends with someone, but yes. not want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about them.
I feel the same way. And I get a sense of trust. I mm-hmm. feel like they do trust each other to a certain extent. Yes, they're here. They know they're going to be dating other people, but I think that they're confident that they'll make it through.
They will.
So we'll see.
They're confident. I like that couple. I like them. They seem fun. They seem chill. Like, they're just down for whatever happens. So
yes.
What more can you ask for?
Let's talk about Casey's reaction to the singles. It was good.
It was good, right. She's comfortable.
Yeah, she's confident. And I like that about her.
Yes.
Because it could be the opposite.
It could be the opposite. Like,
Shari,
yes. Shari, Shari, Shari.
Whoo, it got Woo. Spicy.
Spicy, caliente. No, Shari is, this season, I can't wait. She's going to be off the chain, okay? Off the chain.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we're going to see.
So, Javin and Shari, they're both 25. Uh-huh. I think they're both still young, and I think that, like, they've been together for 9 years mm-hmm. since they were 16.
16, yep.
16. So it's kind of like, are y'all compatible or are y'all comfortable with each other that you don't want to let each other go?
Yes.
Which is how I think Shari and, well, I think both of them feel that way, but Shari, I think she's a little more scared.
Yeah, she's definitely scared. She tries to give this confident image, and she's pretty. I think she's a cute girl.
Very pretty.
But I think her insecurity is starting to show because when the singles came out, she was not having it.
Mm-mm, not at all. Not from as soon as they walked out.
She said, unimpressed.
Unimpressed. Yeah. She was the most bothered, unbothered person ever. Yeah. She was bothered, but yet unbothered. Like, girl, just, no, you're bothered. So stop faking. Right. You're bothered. Bothered.
That was a perfect explanation mm-hmm. for that. They've been living with each other for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit shocked that they've lasted this long because their communication throughout this episode was off.
It was very off.
There was, like, constant bickering.
Yes.
And the other couples feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
I would also feel a little bit uncomfortable. But, yeah, they've been living with each other for 5 years. Javin does his best to try and calm her down. Do you think they're opposites?
They're going to break up. It's not going to last. It's not. How is it going to last? I think, like, they've been together since they were 16. Yeah. I think they're just together and not really compatible and realize. It's like, oh, I've been with you since high school, so we just kind of keep it going. And as, you know, you get older in life, you kind of start to come into yourself and kind of, you're different from when you were a teenager. So I think Shari wants to hold on.
Okay.
Javin, I think he will have his fun. Shari, she's scared. She's bothered. She's controlling. She's scared.
Very.
So
she's not going to have much control when they really split up, which we saw at the very end after dinner. They had to say their goodbyes. They won't see each other. I forget for how many days. Mm-hmm. But it leaves the door open for some stuff.
Yes.
To go on.
Yes.
I know that we are still getting used to all the singles' names. There's so many of them. But Javin is already flirting. We saw it firsthand.
He couldn't wait to leave Shari. No. He couldn't wait. He was like, okay, yes, when are we separating?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think Javin is tired of Shari's mess, but he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. Because you can clearly see throughout the episode that he's trying to, like, well, are you okay? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, help her calm down. But then I kind of seen it a little bit more when he was at the dinner table and he got mad because Shari didn't tell him about the boy that was... But I'm like...
I didn't think they're a weird couple. They're kind of strange.
It's like, do y'all... I think it's just a we've been together since we were 16 type of thing. But you know you're not supposed to.
Yes.
You know y'all not, compatible.
Right. It's like that saying, some people are here for a reason.
Yeah.
And some people are here for a season.
Here for a season.
And I feel like this might have been for a season.
A season.
Not a reason. Well, no, for a reason, not a season.
But after this season is over, they will be done for a reason. And a reason will be because of this Temptation Island. So
I agree.
They'll be done. They won't last.
I don't think so either. Because what's going to happen is he's going to find someone that's less confrontational, very easygoing, and it's going to be a wrap.
It will. Him and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey
and Javin. First of all, as soon as Jeffrey came out, I said, oh, her right there. Okay.
Jeffrey
and Javin, they're definitely going to have some chemistry.
I could see it.
Definitely. And Shari, she's definitely going to have to, she's going to struggle too.
Yeah.
So Shari and Nicole, I think those two are going to definitely have the hardest time this season.
Agreed.
Definitely.
Yes. Because their men, I think, will be able to find someone outside the relationship, but them, I don't think they will work well with the guys in the house.
They won't. And Shari, she seems just very insecure and controlling.
Yes.
She does. Even at the dinner table, when Mark Wahlberg asked Javin about the girls, and Shari was literally watching Javin's mouth as he spoke, like, say one bad word. Say something bad. Like, she was looking at him, like, watching everything he said, like, don't say nothing wrong, Javin. Please don't, because she is about to flip out on you, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch out, Javin.
Javin.
Ooh.
Watch yourself.
Right.
Shari, she's like, she'll cut somebody. She don't cut somebody.
She would.
She would.
Yes.
Can
we break down the necklace part
really
quick?
Yes.
So each person gets a necklace. For the couples, your necklace coordinates with your mate, and then you have the power to block a single. Do you feel like this is going to be a problem?
Yes. I think as the season go on, they're going to block someone because I think people are going to start having chemistry.
Yeah.
And they're going to use their block necklaces. They didn't use them yet, but they will. Because only John and Katie use theirs.
Yep.
But I think they was being... I think that was a petty move.
Yeah, me too.
It was... Like I said, they blocked who they knew the other person would like.
Mm-hmm.
And they were correct. Like, they're like, I know she's going to like him. Or I know he's going to like her. It was a petty move.
Same. I feel the same way.
Petty.
I'm surprised that Shari didn't use hers. Are you?
Shari? No.
Okay.
Because Shari didn't use hers because she doesn't want to come off like she's insecure. Because as you see the whole time, she's like, I don't care. I'm not bothered. It's whatever. Yeah. No, Shari, you're a bother. You're the most bothered, unbothered person on the show.
Yeah.
So she didn't want it to come off because even the singles, they could tell that Shari, they called her nasty. What's wrong with her? Oh my God, she is crazy.
She's scary.
Everybody's seen it. So if Shari was to use her necklace, it would just confirm everything. And she got to, she got to stand. She got to stand firm and try to act like she's not bothered.
Yes.
So, girl, Shari, watch your man.
Ooh.
Girl, watch your man.
Right.
I'll take your man.
Somebody going to take him. Mm-hmm. Somebody will. I also think she might not have used it because she hasn't really had a chance to point anybody out yet. For some reason, with Katie and John, it was super obvious to them, but maybe they're just super in tune with what each other wants and the other couples aren't necessarily. Because I thought that would have been a great opportunity to really block if you really wanted to.
But also, it could also come off as, if I block them now, you know how somebody restricts something from you, you want it even more? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I don't want him to know who I think is...
Who you're into.
Yeah, who you're into.
Yes.
Who you're like, I don't want you to know that I know who I'm competing against. Because then you'll go out that person even harder. So it's like a reverse psychology type of thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I can't let you know who I'm afraid of. I can't let my man know that. I just got to watch and see. Because think about it. If she put that necklace around one of the girls, he probably wasn't even thinking about the girl. But yeah. Now, since I put this necklace over to know this is who I'm intimidated by, then, now, oh, wait a minute, what's she seeing this girl? Yes. Let me go talk to her now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think it's reverse psychology. Wait it out.
I'm excited. Yes. Okay, so who is your favorite couple and your least favorite couple? I feel like I already know this, but...
My favorite couple is, of course, going to be Casey and Evan. Because, like I said, I think they're the couple that has like a friendship background. Like I think they're really friends. They truly want each other to have fun. They want the best interest. They have each other's best interest at heart. Honestly, that's what I think. They're scared, but however, I want the best for you.
Yes, agreed.
Mm-hmm. My least favorite, Javin and Shari. I cannot wait to finish watching this season. Shari is cheap. We gotta think of a nickname for her.
I know. It has to be spicy, sassy.
Sassy Shari or something. Spicy Shari.
Something along those lines.
We'll let you guys know what nickname we come up for Shari, because she's off the chain.
She is. Mm-hmm. I would have to agree with you. My favorite couple as of right now is Casey and Evan. I think they're cute. Their personalities just work.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they communicate well. I just get good vibes from them. My least favorite, I would say Javin and Shari as well, but just to maybe throw in something else, Nicole and Carl, I'm not excited about them really at all.
Yeah, Nicole and Carl, they just seem kind of blah, but I'm mad because they're from Chicago, and I'm from Chicago, so I'm like, can my city... like put on for Temptation Island. Can we represent? Like, can we hold it down? So I'm like, we need some more heat from them. I need some more, because Nicole and Carl's like, okay.
Yep. And Carl's cute too.
Carl's cute.
So
Carl's cute.
Nicole, you better fight.
Carl look like he ready to get married. Carl, he's 33. He's so mature. Like, even watching their chemistry together, Carl seems just so mature. Like, he's just ready to get married now. And Nicole's 25, and she's just... I think she really likes him, but I don't think she's ready for that commitment yet. But she wants to keep him for when she's ready. But Carl's like, listen, I'm ready now. So, what you gonna do?
Right. Ooh, Lord. Girl. Okay, so... who do we think is going to last? Like, who's not going to feed into the temptation?
Who do I think? I think that...
do we have any?
Do we have any? I don't think... I want to say that Casey and Evan is going to have fun, but I think it's going to be okay, though. Like, okay. I think they're going to have fun, but I don't think it's going to be an issue. Because they both agree... that, you know, we want each other to have fun. That's what we came here. Like, we came on the show for a reason. To test the relationship and see what's going to happen. I'm just more interested in who's going to have an emotional connection and who's going to have a physical connection. Because what's worse, emotional connection or the physical connection?
God, they're both bad.
Like, because they, you know, people say that some girls and some men say, well, no, some girls say they don't care if the guy's just messing with a girl. But if they have that bond, he opens up to her and had an emotional connection, that's worse than a physical connection, because you connected with them.
Yes.
So that's what I'm interested in. Who's going to have a bond? Like, who's going to really, really get all into the mental and...
ooh. I think there's going to be a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
The sex, I feel like sex might not... or not even sex, but hooking up in general, I think will happen... a little bit less, just because there are couples and relationships involved. I think people might be a little bit more guarded when it comes to that. Like, that's a big mistake, going on a show and then cheating on. It's different when you go into a house and you're just single and you can hook up with whoever. So that will be interesting, like, because that's intense.
Jeffrey, the single girl, she's going to go after jabbing. I think they're gonna do something because they both are hot, both of them. When I seen Jeffrey, I was like, oh yeah,
that's the one.
Yep. That's her right there.
Same here.
And she went after Jabbing, who I knew she would. And when they were talking, they seemed like they had good chemistry. Yep. They had the same color on.
Yes, they did.
They was bonding over little things. I'm like, oh y'all. Y'all like each other.
Yeah, how they're cute. Both beautiful.
Don't let Shari see that.
Right.
She's crazy.
Either she's going to go crazy or she's just going to have an emotional breakdown because Jeffrey's beautiful. Yes. And not to say that Shari is not beautiful, but I think to see your man right in front of your face, like, fall for someone else, mm-hmm. that is going to take her through a loop.
And also, Jeffrey... she's older, too. She's 31, I believe. And Jabbing, he seems like he's a little bit more mature. Like, he's only 25. However, I just seem like they fit together. Like, I feel like Jeffrey is mature. She's not like Shari, you know, petty and...
Yes.
Like that. Because, you know, Shari and Jabbing was even bickering at the dinner table. They couldn't stop. They bickered at the dinner table. They bickered the next morning. They bickered when the people came out. Like, they bickered the whole time. Like you said, even the other couples were looking at them like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I don't know who idea was it to come on the show.
Right.
Was it Jabbing or was it Shari? Who do you think?
I think it probably was Shari.
You think? Really?
I don't think Jabbing would have.
You think Shari did? Shari is bothered. You think she brought this to her man to come on a reality dating show?
I think she did with the impression that this was going to be a piece of cake. But once she saw the singles, she was like, this might be a problem.
Oh, she made a mistake.
She made a huge mistake.
Because Jabbing, like, he's chilling.
Yeah.
He's like...
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was his idea. I'm like, he had to sign up for it because Shari, she's so angry. I just don't see her bringing this to him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is my idea. Let's think. No, I think it was definitely Jabbing. But either way, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. Either way.
We don't know. We don't know who decided to go on the show. We know that with Casey and Evan, it was Casey's idea. Mm-hmm. And she was surprised that Evan said yes. So, yeah, that's another thing. Who brings this up?
Let's just guess. So, let's see. In Jabbing and Shari, you think it was Shari. I think it was Jabbing.
Okay.
Casey and Evan, you think it... Well, who idea you think came on it? Casey said it was hers.
Yes.
I can see it being Casey. Because, like I said, she put the pressure on Evan. Mm-hmm. She said, listen, you have 2 years. I need to be married by the time I'm 30. My parents don't like us living together.
Yep.
So, we're going to go on this show. And I think she has an ulterior motive.
You think so?
Yes.
What is it? What do you think the ulterior motive is?
I think that she wants to just find a new man the easy way.
Oh.
Why not go on a dating show? I'm already kind of, you know, I think we're going to, I think she knows he's not going to marry her. Like I said, they've been off and on for 10 years.
Yeah, that's
a decade.
Yeah.
We've been off and on for a decade. She's on that show to just find her a new man easy, okay? Why not go on the show to find a new man? I don't have to go out in public.
You know what? Now that you say it, it makes sense. Because she's really okay. Like, she's really fine.
Girl, she is not bothered.
Not at all.
No, go have fun.
Right.
Go have fun. I don't care. Yes. We're here to have fun.
Even when the girls were coming up and introducing themselves, she's like, oh, she's cute.
She's cute.
Girl,
I don't even think Casey's gonna leave with a new man. She's gonna go back to LA. Oh, she's from we gotta bring her on the show. We gotta find her. She's from LA. Casey and Evan are from LA. So Casey and Evan. Where am I? If you're watching this, we would love to have you on here. We need to talk to you guys.
We do. We have a lot to discuss.
So yeah, Casey, she's girl. She's gonna leave with a new man.
She fine. She's okay.
What about Nicole and Carl? Who you think idea was that?
That's a hard one because Nicole, she's already afraid that he's going to go ahead and be with an older woman. So that makes me feel like it couldn't have been her idea, but it could have been. Maybe she thought that. No, I don't know.
I think it was definitely Carl's idea.
You think so?
I think it's Carl.
I don't know. I don't think
Nicole,
it's Carl.
I just don't understand. Because Nicole, again, she seems worried.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, why would I bring this idea up if I'm going to react like this?
Yes.
That's why I think so. She's crying. She's scared. She's nervous. And even Carl said that he thinks that she doesn't want her to do the same thing because she had a boyfriend
yes.
when he met her. So I think that he wants to. I think it was his idea.
Yeah,
I just think it was him because he's 33, she's 25. I think he's on there to find his new girlfriend.
Man, Nicole, you gotta watch out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch out. Okay, John and Katie.
Let's see, John and Katie.
I think Who Katie think? Called this. She wanted this. I think
Katie. I can see Katie.
Okay.
I can see Katie because Katie clearly said that she put her demands like, I need a country boy. I like this. And John, did he really say what I don't think he really mentioned like what his type was, but Katie was very, she knew what she wanted, had in mind. Like she's ready to pick him out.
She is.
Definitely Katie's idea.
And they did a great job of picking guys that are perfect for Katie that she mm-hmm. would love.
Mm-hmm.
So John is in trouble, yes. I think. Okay, predictions for next week.
Predictions. I think that...
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Oh.
Spooky.
Predictions. Yes. I think that... Jeffrey and Javin are going to hook up. Mm. Or if not hook up, they're going to get a little bit closer.
Okay.
I think Shari's going to be pissed off. She's going to go crazy.
Yes.
Shari's going to act a fool. I can't wait till next week. Shari, I need to see Shari. You got to bring Shari. Shari, come on the show. She's from San Francisco. Come here. We need
She's
to talk to you.
Not too far.
Just a little flight.
Yes.
Or drive.
A little short hour flight.
Casey and Evan, I think they're fine. They're going to have fun.
Yes.
Nicole's going to have her breakdown because she's not going to last.
It's coming.
John and Katie, they're definitely going to form connections with other people.
Same. I feel the same way. I think that Javin's definitely going to get closer to Jeffrey, if not someone else. I think that Casey's going to start having some fun. Evan, I could see him wanting to have fun but feeling bad about it. I feel like he's just emotional in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole and Carl, I think Carl's going to start to flirt a little bit with some of the older women. And Nicole is just going to be worrying about what Carl's doing.
Yes, she is.
That's my prediction.
Yes.
Well, guys, we have come to the end of our show.
Oh,
I know. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love having you here with us. We will be back next week. Once again, I'm Tyler McKinney. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler SMCKINNEY McKinney on Instagram. And how about you, AJ?
And I am AJ, and you can follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.